Thank you so much for calling customer support. This is Lee. How may I assist you on this beautiful day?
This is concerning a thing I ordered and thought I was getting it for $5.95, and then they charged my credit card for $76.68, and I want to find out about that.
Oh, wow. I'll be more than glad to look into that for you. May I start by first having the zip code associated with the account?
My name is Kathy with a K.
Kathy Austin, with a K? Can I have your zip code, Kathy with a K?
73130.
Thank you so much. What was your last name?
I'm sorry?
What was your last name? Yes.
Johnson.
I don't see an account mentioning that name. It's Kathy Johnson with the zip code of 73130. Is that correct?
73130.
73130?
73130, yes.
Okay, I didn't find anything mentioning that zip code. What was the charge amount?
Okay, there was a charge. It's called Maximum Savings 85. Are you familiar with that?
Maximum Savings 85. No.
Okay. There was a charge on my credit card for $5.95, which was for a it's a watch like thing. It's called a smart band.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was getting this for $5.95, and then I looked on my credit card today, and I also have a charge from these same people for $76.68.
Oh, wow.
The package it came in has y'all import direct gadgets with this phone number. That's how I got this phone number.
Okay.
So how do I contact whoever I need to contact?
Let's see if I can try something else. Now, do you have that card information available? Let's see. If I can get the first.
My credit card?
Yes, ma'am. The one that was charged.
Okay, hang on.
No problem.
Okay, what do you need about it?
The first six followed by the last four. Start with the first six digits only of that card. The first six.
The first six. Okay, so it'll be 521333.
And then the last four only.
6370.
Okay, that's definitely going to give me what I need to see. And that's going to pull up that account. Oh, no. Is that the card that was charged?
Yes, ma'am.
That's not giving me nothing. According to our system, that card has never been charged. 521333. Right?
No, it's
521333.
That's what I said.
521 33 3. Okay. It's 521 and then 33s. Yes, ma'am. And the last four is 6370.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. According to this system, that card has never been charged. That's definitely the first way, the most accurate way that we see was being charged for what? And by you providing that information, that card has never been charged in our system. Perhaps it is a different customer support that you are seeking.
Well, why would I get this? Why would I get this package with y'all's name, import direct gadget, your phone number, your address, and then on my credit card, the $5.95 that I thought I was paying, which is fine, which was deducted on June the 25th, mm-hmm. and then on June the 29th, a $76.68 was deducted. So they charged the $5.95 on my credit card.
I'm not able to find that account using the card information. And that is the card that you used to make that purchase with?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not able to locate that one.
Club MasterCard.
No.
Well, do you have a number to this maximum savings place?
Let's see. One moment. Okay, let's see if I can find that number.
It has a another number under it, which is, it starts with 855-2.
Yeah, okay, that's the number I see as well. So try that number there and see if they'll be able to.
Well, that's not, I don't know if that's a phone, that's not a phone number, because both of these have the this number, and both of them start with 855, and it's a -211-0998, and it's got VA for Virginia on it. But I don't think that's a phone number, is it?
That's what I'm showing.
That it is a phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that is that who I need to call?
I would say try and see. I'm not going to be for certain to tell you if that's going to be accurate, but I don't think it would hurt to try.
Well, how come? What I don't understand is why I got this package, and you're saying that it wasn't, my credit card wasn't charged, but it was sent from you guys to me, and my card has been charged these two charges, and in them, on my credit card, it says maximum savings 85 is what it says.
That's what I'm saying. Perhaps that card is the old card that was used to place order was canceled or anything, because based off the card information you provided, I'm not showing no record of that card ever being in our system.
So this
is that a new card, maybe?
No, it's not a new card. I've had it since 2019.
Okay.
So this, what I don't understand is why it was packaged from y'all if it's not from y'all. Because y'all are in Pennsylvania, North Huntington, Pennsylvania.
We're a third-party call center.
I'm sorry?
I work for a third-party call center.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll call, see if that's a phone number, and I'll try to call them. But otherwise, I'm going to call my credit card company and tell them it's fraudulent charge, because I did not charge something. I did the $5.95, but not the $76.68. And I don't understand. I don't understand this. This is crazy. So, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.